And welcome back on this Thursday. This is the Pat Miller Program on Thursday. Don't forget, coming up in the 5 o'clock hour, the Friday at 5 free-for-all on Thursday this week, with tomorrow being Good Friday. Let's do this. Let's welcome our very good friend, our 3rd District Congressman Jim Banks. Congressman Banks, good afternoon to you, sir.
Hey, Pat. Good to be with you.
Very good to have you with us. So the last time we spoke, you had Kevin McCarthy on with you. And it seems that in the midst of his being with you in the state last week, that as you were traveling around and doing some flights between fundraisers and all, that you shared with him some thoughts that you had. First, as the representative from the 3rd District of Indiana, but also being the head of the most conservative group of Republicans in Congress. And in that, you shared with him a memo. Is it basically the gist of the memo that if the GOP plans for a genuine comeback in 2022, if they don't do it by name of Donald Trump, they at least need to make sure they fully embrace the Trump agenda? Was that your thought, sir?
Pat, you summed it up better than I did in 5 pages. That's the theme of it. I had a day with Kevin McCarthy, who was in Indiana, raising money for efforts to win back the House. We were in Indianapolis, and on the way from Indianapolis to Fort Wayne, I gave Kevin a copy of a memo I've been working on for a few weeks, and I summed it up not as well as you did, but basically the point being that Donald Trump did something to the Republican Party that we should embrace, and I believe it's his biggest footprint on the Republican Party today is that he made us the party of the working class for the first time since Ronald Reagan.
Yes.
The statistics show it. All of the voter, all the polling shows it, that working class, blue-collar Americans identify themselves more with the Republican Party today than at any other point in my lifetime. So Donald Trump gave us this gift. The question is, my question to Republican leadership, nationwide, is, are we going to unwrap the gift and keep it, or are we going to let Democrats take it back away from us? And I believe to win back the majority and win the White House back in 2024, we need to permanently make the Republican Party the party of the working class. And we do it by adopting the Trump agenda. We do it by learning the lessons that Donald Trump taught us as a candidate and as a president for 4 years. It's a focus on the traditional conservative values that make us Republican, the party of Ronald Reagan, the party of fiscal responsibility, the pro-family party, and the party of a strong national defense. But it's also a focus on working class issues, trade deals that put American workers first, confronting the China threat. China steals our jobs, they steal our intellectual property, and we never hold them accountable for it. And Donald Trump did that for the first time in generations, making a focus on that. So part of that agenda, Pat, is focusing on the threat that big tech poses to our free speech, First Amendment rights, and their censorship of conservatives. It's a focus on those types of issues. It's also a focus on immigration and securing the border, tough on illegal immigration policies, embracing the immigration policies of the Trump agenda. And then the last piece of it in my memo, Pat, is that we need to confront the woke liberal culture that corporate America is pushing in our face every single day. If we're going to be the party of working people, we can't be the party of big business, and the party of corporate America. That's what the Democrats are today. We need to push back and tackle corporate America and the woke cancel culture that they're pushing in our face every day. And I made that a big part of my memo too.
Yeah, and let's go back and pick up on those two things, relationship with China and relationship with Democrats relative to wokeness. With the Chinese Communist Party, it's not that they're making headways against our country because they've come up with marvelous ideas, because they have a better workforce. They've got a larger workforce, but it's not a better workforce, and they don't have a fabulous economy. When you talked about China and they're making inroads, I mean, they've not just become, again, our biggest competition, but they've actually become predatory relative to America, haven't they?
They have. And by doing that, they're taking our jobs. They're stealing our jobs that otherwise would be jobs of blue-collar, working-class Americans, a good-paying job. that's being stolen right out from under us and taken to China instead. And that's what I'm talking about, Pat. I mean, the paradigm shift in American politics that Donald Trump brought about means that for the first time since Reagan, the Republican Party is the party of Main Street and working people, working class, a focus on working class jobs. And the Democrats are the party of Wall Street and Silicon Valley, bending over backwards for corporatist, globalist policies that would allow for our jobs to be shipped overseas more easily. That's what Democrats stand for. That's a reversal in roles. I mean, I admit it, right? The Republican Party of McCain, Mitt Romney, George Bush, and Dick Cheney, that was a Republican Party that lost focus of work on working people and, mm-hmm. and bent over backwards the corporate policies that allowed them to take our jobs away. So that's why this memo is important to me. It's something I've been thinking about for a long time. I recognize that Donald Trump transformed American politics, and I wanted to sum it up in a way that Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader, and others, that I could make this case to them that we need to unwrap this gift that Donald Trump gave us and make it permanent, make the Republican Party the party of the working class permanently. And if we do, we're going to win back the majority in a big way in 2022. And I really believe sincerely that we'll win back the White House in a big way, too, because the Democrat Party is no longer the blue collar party. I mean, they can say they are, but their policies are pandering to Wall Street, Silicon Valley, and they're bending over backwards and letting China eat our lunch every day, too.
Third District Congressman Jim Banks, he's going to stand by. We're going to take this quick short break and be back and finish up with him straight ahead on this Thursday. Congressman Banks and Pat Miller right here on WoWo 1190 AM, 107.5 FM. And on this Thursday, welcome back, and here with us still on the Newsmaker line, Third District Congressman Jim Banks. And Congressman Banks, on a busy Holy Week and a busy political week, thanks for carving out some extra time for us today. We certainly appreciate it.
Glad to do it, Pat. It's always good to be with you.
We're really focusing around a memo that Jim Banks wrote. Congressman Banks wrote it as he heads the Republican Study Committee. He presented it to Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader, last week while they were both here in Indiana. And you made the case just before our break, Congressman, that it's like roles have shifted in the last 10 to 15 years. The Republicans are not the party of the rich. There are far more billionaires that are Democrats, the big tech guys, the Amazons of this world. They're giving money to the Democrats, not the Republicans. And the Republicans are not just working to fundraise with the working class people, but Congressman, we have tried through voting legislation, caring about elections, through making sure that everything is taken care of to try to stop this administration from blocking pipelines and doing away with fracking. We are trying as Republicans to stand with the working class people. It's not Scranton Joe anymore, is it?
No, it's not. In fact, Pat, if you look at the campaign finance records of this last presidential election, the top five biggest source of donations to Joe Biden for president were the big tech companies, Amazon, Google, Facebook, Twitter. I mean, all of these, the Silicon Valley big tech companies were the largest sources of donations to Joe Biden for president. Who were the largest donors to Donald Trump's campaign? They were working class Americans. Mm-hmm. They were police officers. They were plumbers. They were hourly wage workers in America that wanted a president that understood them and that put his focus on protecting their job and their way of life. And you're right. It's a paradigm shift that the coalitions in American politics have changed. I mean, I grew up, as you know, I grew up in a blue collar union home. My dad is retired from Dana. My mom was a cook at a nursing home in Millers Mary Manor for decades. And, you know, we need to keep those voters in the Republican Party if we're going to be a strong majority party moving forward. That's the gift that Donald Trump gave us. I gave Kevin McCarthy some ideas of what Republicans nationwide need to do to go out and keep that coalition, the working class coalition in the Republican Party. And I didn't expect that. I wrote this, been working on this memo for a few weeks. I gave it to Kevin as we were traveling in Indiana, and it's been getting a lot of national attention. All of the major media outlets are covering it. They're covering it from a perspective of embracing Donald Trump. It's not about embracing Donald Trump. It's about embracing the agenda that Donald Trump taught us is an agenda that appeals to working class Americans, that make that, that will make them Republican Party voters for the rest of their lives if we keep a focus on that agenda.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that is a distinction that I think that your memo has shown a good deal of insight on your part and hopefully on the part of the Republicans in that, yes, we like Donald Trump. If Donald Trump runs again, we'll probably back him. But the main thing is the ideas and the precepts that he brought to the table. In fact, let's talk about the table. One of the suggestions you made in your memo to Kevin McCarthy and to your party was that Republicans need to hold working class roundtables, that you create working families task force. So it's not just saying we are the party of the working class. You think Republicans should make a concerted effort to sit down with those people.
Yeah, I mean, Pat, that's where I come from. So this is instinct or intuitive to me, but Republicans aren't, I mean, frankly, they're not very good at this. So if we're going to understand the needs of working class Americans and be the party of the working class permanently, we need to go. We all need to go back to our districts and have roundtables with working class voters. I'm talking about nurses. I'm talking about police officers. I'm talking about factory workers. I'm talking about hourly wage employees, and sit down and listen to them. Now, a lot for all of my life in Republican politics, you know, we talk about how can we do better with Latino voters, how can we do better with African-American voters. Guess what? Donald Trump did better with all of those voters across the board than any other Republican since Ronald Reagan. Why? Because he was appealing, because the working class includes a large majority of Latino voters, includes a large majority of African-American voters. Across the board, it's a platform that appeals to minority voters, because it's a platform that appeals to working people. You see the juxtaposition, though, Pat. You probably saw Delta came out and lambasted Georgia for passing common sense voter identification laws yesterday. And this is what I'm talking about. Corporate America is turning on you and me because we believe in conservative principles. In this case, common sense policy to require voter identification at the polls. Corporate America, Amazon, these big corporations in America, they're turning on you and me because of our conservative beliefs. And for the Republican Party to get it right, we have to understand that we don't represent big corporations and big tech companies. We represent working people. And if we get that right, if we go back and listen to working class voters, we're gonna own this mantle, I believe, permanently, and that's gonna make us the party in power for a long time to come.
Congressman, 2 minutes left. Let me ask you this. I'm pretty sure the House Minority Leader accepted this memo excitedly, and a lot of people are. But you in the memo made reference to the fact that there is an embittered and loud minority in the GOP that finds our new coalition distasteful. I'm sure that this is an outbreak of the Never Trumpers. These are the people Never Trump on any day for any reason. Here's my view. You tell me if I'm off base here. I say you make your new coalition as apparent as possible, that you meet with the working class, that you make your message loud and strong. And if the Never Trumpers decide to see their error and to come back, all the better. And if they don't, we'll just have to win without them.
Yeah, I've actually heard from this is a minuscule part of the Republican Party in Washington. Let me tell you, I mean, it's like 10 members or less is who I'm talking about. And they hate Donald Trump. They hate what he stood for. They want to erase him from the party. They say he has no role in the future of the Republican Party. Some of them voted to impeach him. What they miss is this point that I'm trying to make. It's not about Donald Trump. It's about the agenda. Donald Trump fought for the agenda. He taught us how to appeal to working class voters. If we let these loud voices who get all of the attention, yet they only make up like a dozen or less members in our party, if we let them capture and write and move the agenda, then we're going to lose the working class voters. And that's the whole point of my memo. To answer your first question, Kevin received it very well because Kevin McCarthy gets it, and it's why he's the most popular figure in the Republican Party today and in the Congress nationally, because he understands this. He understands that Donald Trump left a legacy in our party that is this legacy, and he understands how important it is to keep it if we're going to be the if we're going to win back the majority. And that's why I appreciate Kevin McCarthy's leadership.
Some incredible thoughts. We'll get this interview up on our website. If you'd like to see a copy of the memo, just go to wowo.com, go to the Pat Miller page, and I'll have John put a link there where folks can bring up the whole memo and read it. For your time today, Congressman, thank you so much. I hope you and your lovely family have a fabulous Holy Week and Holy Weekend. Happy Easter to you, and thank you for being in the fight, and we look forward to our next time to be together.
Thank you, Pat. Happy Easter to you and all the WoWo listeners. Look forward to being with you again soon.
Podcasts by Federated Media. Podcasts by Federated Media.